No, because this morning no one was here. So I can't blame Sammy Dahlia, right? Because you didn't eat breakfast at 9 o'clock, you know? So.
That was
Shabbos. What?
That was Shabbos. 2.5 hours.
Oh, 2.5 hours?
Yeah. Shabbos Dahlia.
4.
Yeah.
Okay, advice side. Let's go. Amr of Yirmiya. Palmim Shishtem Ksheirais. By Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. Sometimes both Sukkahs are Ksheir, Palmim Shishtem Psulais. Palmim Shachtanik Ksheir Yang Psula. Palmim Shachtanik Psula Fakarit. Shachtanik Psula Yang Ksheir. Hechidami. Palmim Shachtanik Ksheir is Hechidami. Gagan Shachtanik Achamsum Mitzulsa. Well, yaina tzolus move v'chamisa. V'kayim el yaina b'soich esrim. And therefore, everything is good because it's not called sukkah tachas sukkah. Because tachtayin is chamisum v'tzolsa. Like we already had last week, that in order that it should be considered sukkah tachas sukkah, it has to be tzolus move v'chamisa. So if the bottom was chamsum mitzilsa, and the yain is mitzilsa from chamsa, so they, so you can sit in either sukkah. As long as the top one is below 20. So Rashi had a big girsa over here, but let's just go to Rashi on Yudim and Aleph on this Gemara. Shtem ksheir kechdami kagoyin shetachtoina chamsu mitzilsa. Schachti da kemandalesahu. Havayu miskashrun bischach elyoin. Vu the kaim elyoin besay chav laoretz. Da beschach kosher afle lahach shetachtoina. So when it says that the top one is within 20 amis, doesn't mean it's within 20 amis of the schach of the bottom one. It means it's within 20 amas of the floor, and therefore the sum that's sitting in the bottom one could be yaitza with the schach of the top one, even though the schach in the bottom one is chamsu mitzilsa. That's the case with shneim ksheiros. Pam shneim psula is hechidami gantarvai tzilsa mum chamsa. V'kayim al yayna lamay lamasim amma. Says Rashi, Shteim Psulois, Kamayon Lamal Mechav, Legaga. So here's the Lamayl Master Mama, doesn't mean from the floor. It means from the Gaga of Tachtaina, Shikakoya Shal Yaina. Because if the top one is within 20 amas of the bottom one, even though it's more than 20 amas from the floor, it's not going to be a problem because the bottom was possible anyway. Al sukkah tachas sukkah. Only you want to be machshir the top one. So if the 20 amis is measured not from the floor, the 20 amis is measured from the floor, which is really the schach of the bottom sukkah. So that's what Rashi says. If it's within 20 amas of the gag, it doesn't have to be within 20 amas of the floor. You know, there is an issue over here of the Rishonim in the beginning of Masechta when they debated who we paskin like, whether it's Alts Rava, it's Alts Keva, or Manyedu, or Tzel. So the Rif said that in the sugya of sukkah tachas sukkah is a raya. You know, let's leave that. Let's stay focused over here, just to get through the pshat. Anyways, that's the second case. That what shneim psulais is that the vayzim luchamsa and the yain is a malim es shemama from the bottom when Rashi explained. Pam shetachtayna kshera, v'yayna psula, hechi dami, g'gayin shetachtayna tzilsim r'machamsa, v'yayna chamsa r'machamsa, v'kayim itarvayu, v'saych esrim. V'kayim itarvayu, v'saych esrim. Says Rashi, Tachtan Kshay of Yain Psul, Hechdam Gunsh, the Tachtan Psil's Mum Chamsa, the Schach Shal Yaina, and the Tachtan Psil's Mum Chamsa, and the Yain is Chams Rum Mitzulsa. And the Gemara says, it adds, that the Yaina is less than 20, says Rashi. The Schach Shal Yaina Lav Schachu. This is a very important Rashi. Because this is the Rashi that the Rav Yah says Rashi was chayzer on what he said on Tesan Beis. That got to be the big discussion that we had about whether a sukkah is silsim u'mechamsa by itself, is there a problem of being mitzdar of schach posel, schach kosher? And we had that right in the beginning of the Gemara with Elon, right? Tais discussed what happens if the schach, the sukkah, says muchamsa, he would say the Elon pasels or not. That's big machlokes v'shoinim. And Rashi before weighed in by saying that the tziruf is only when we need the Elon to make it says muchamsa. The hainu, the mashmois of Rashi was that the sukkah itself is chamsu mitzilsa. And the Gemara said you mitzdar the Elon. Because the pshat is the Elon is being mashlim, Rashi said. It will be mashlim the tzel. It means without the Elon, it will be chamsu mitzilsa. And vice versa, if the sukkah was silsim ram chamsu by itself, the Elon won't pasel. That was what Rashi said before. Says the Rav Yah that Rashi was chayzer, and the Rashi I believe we're about to learn right now. Again, the case is tachtanik kshered of al yayin epsula echidami tachtanik silsim ram chamsa nischach shal al yayina lav schachu. Because chamsu mitzilsa, the mitzvah tachtayin mishum sukkah tachas sukkah. Well, yayina psula mishum chamsu mitzilsa. So tachtayin is silsim mchamsa, right? Mash by itself, it's silsim mchamsa by itself. Well, yayina is chamsu mitzilsa, so it's not sukkah tachas sukkah, but the yayina is pasul because it doesn't have enough schach. So that's why the bottom is kosher, top is pasul. Oh, here's the punchline: going to kaim tevayu b'sai chaf laretz. The El Yoyna L'mal Mesrim Aftachtoyna Psula. Why? Mishin Nitzdar Vizchach Posel B'had Yitzchach Kosher Mishin Vizchach L'mal Mesrim Posel Avri Koye B'Sarchof Nitzdarif U'bad Shalai Yitzil Simur M'chamsa The Mifsel Tachtoyna Mishin Vizchach Tachasuka. So here Rashi established the case that the bottom one is Silsim Rumcham. It's Mashma, the Silsim Rumcham by itself. And if the top one is even though it's Chamsu Mitzilsa, but if it's a mile and Esrim from the floor, the bottom one's going to be Pasul. Why? Why? Rashi says, because you're using Schach Pasul, the Schach, the mile and Esrim, is called Schach Pasul. One second, but the sukkah itself, the bottom sukkah is Silsim Rumchamsa. Rashi holds that the only time the Elon, the problem with Mitzdar of Schach Pasul, Mad Schach Kosher, is only when the Sukkah is Chamsu Mitzilsa, and you need the Elon to Mashlam, Rashi said, the Mashlam itself. But over here, the bottom Sukkah itself is Silsim Chamsa. So who cares if the top one, which is Chamsu Mitzilsa, who cares if it's the Mayel Machaf? El Mai State and Rashi, like the Rav Yah, that the Sukkah, if the even though the sukkah itself is silsim ruchamsa, if you take away what's underneath the schach pasul, like by the Elon, if you take away whatever's underneath the Elon, right, then the sukkah would be chamas ruchamsa, so we say it's pasul. Why? Because what's underneath the Elon is pasul. The Mela, you don't have silsim ruchamsa. So I'm here also. If the top sukkah is chamas ruchamsa, but it's more than chav. So whatever is underneath, direct underneath the schach of the top sukkah, is pasul. It's a mela. If you take away all that, and the sukkah itself would not be tzilsim ruchamsa, then Rashi saying it's possible. So Betzim Rashi was says to himself, Rav Yoh says Rashi was chayzer. We'll see this grad is going to be negeya, and Rashi is in the bottom on the next Mishnah as well. But upon him, this Rashi, I'm saying that's why this Rashi is very, very important in that whole discussion. Okay, so that's the third case. When Tachtayin is Kshera and Elyayin is Psula. So Mele Banam was possible at Sukkah Tachasukka. Kaim El Yaina Nesoich Esrim. And Mele, the Yain is kosher. But Tachtayin is possible at Sukkah Tachasukka. Rashi. Hechi Dami Tachtayin Psulim Sukkah Tachasukka. And El Yain is kosher. Kaim El Yain Mesoichof Lagaga Shal Tachtayinah. You know, this Teichof and Mordechof keeps on changing depending on the situation. You have to halk up. But here, it's Teich Chof Legaga Shal Tachtayinah to who Karki Isa Del Yayinah. Because we're not interested in being Machshir from the bottom, we're only being Machshir to be Machshir top one. So Meila, if they're both Tzils Mechamsa and the bottom one is less than 20 Amis high, meaning off the floor of the bottom one, off the schach of the bottom one, which is its floor, then the dalyain is kshair, the tachlein is psula. Fet gemara, pshita. All this is pashit. Okay, everything straightforward here. You know there was shul chiddush in Rashi. Anyway, pshita says Rashi, chichad minayu, chamsum meruba lav sukkah dachasuki. Every piece by itself is very simple. It's basically one year's site. If it's chamshu mitzulsa, it's not called a sukkah. Mail is no problem, sukkah tacha sukkah. And everything else is just halachas of Mal Master Mama, that it's possible. Says the Gemara, Tachtayin ksheiro, yayin psul, it's shichalei. Now the same, a nigzer dilma, mitzdarab schach posel, bhadis schach kosher, kamash malon. So here, there's a word over here, nigzer, which is a very key word, and that's machlokes Rashi and Beren Tam. That word, Rashi's gairis nigzer, the hainu. The case that kind of sheira, because the yain is chamshu mitzulsa, and the yain is more than 20. So I would think nigzer dil mitzdarav ischach posel b'had ischach kosher. Why would I think? What's the gzeir? It says Rashi. Tachtayin ksheir v'alyayin psul etzrich leik v'kayim v'alyayina b'soy chav. So mele, there's no problem of being mitzdarav ischach posel. Mal the same nigzer dil mitzdarav ischach zimnin v'kayim v'alyayin l'mayil m'chav. Sometimes the alyayin might be more than 20. Lo maska daik l'meicha shetachtayina. Mishum tzir poslam kosher, umidechazi leelyon chamshum mitzvah v'sava command lesson lepasl tachtayina. Sometimes the yoyin might be more than the chaf off the bottom, off the floor, and the guy might not realize that. Oh, it's chamshum mitzvah, so you're not worried about it. But really, it's going to passel the bottom one, like we just said in Rashi. You'll take away whatever's below the. The Al-Yayna, it's going to pass on. The Mashmod, like it's written, Hataha. So it's according to that, the whole Kiddush, or Yirmiya, is that when the Al-Yayna is Chamshim Mitzilsa, and it's a Matim Echav, there's no problem of being Mitzdarav Schach Pasa, but it's Schach Kasha, there's a Havim in the Shbig Zera, Otto, when it's a Ma'alim Echav. That's Shittas Rashi. Tais brings down in the big Tais in Tessa and Bays, he brings down Shittas Rebbein in town. Important Shita. We discussed this a little bit, I believe, in Av Gimel by Itzdeba and by Hutzin. That Rashid Rebbein in town is that Schach Lamal Me'esrim is not called schach pasul. You can't use it for your schach, but it doesn't have a shame schach pasul that should be a problem of being mitzdarif. And his gairis, mal the same litzdarif schach pasul mal the schach kosh kamashka. Klaimash, he choshev schach pasul, machmas the kaim el yoina the mile measrin. His gairis that the El Yoyne is L'mayle Ma'asrin. Tachtayin Ekshayr, El Yoyne Psula, is when the El Yoyne is L'mayle Ma'asrin. Not like Rashi. And Mela, the Chiddush is, you might think, not that the Gezeri would be Mitztarev. That's lower than Esrin. But it might be more than Esrin, will Pasol. No, it's more than Esrin. And still it doesn't Pasol, because it doesn't have a shame schach pasul. Yeah, you can't be l'mal mes rama, but the schach is not considered schach pasul. A male doesn't pasul. It's not going to be a problem of being mitznarev. So that's the chiddush.
How many
was that? Is schach pasul? Yeah, the chiddush, the whole chiddush of is goof at this point of very time that schach l'mal mes doesn't have a shame schach pasul. Zok the Gemara weiter. Kam yehei min sukkah l'sukkah v'tehei tachtayin l'psula. We just said sukkah tach l'sukkah is possible. How much space does it have to be between them? Says there's three shittas. Amr avuna tefach. She came and seen the ba'ol l'tumah tefach l'sanyi. Tefach l'tefach. Barim tefach. Maybe it's tumah. Chos in that tumah. If you have something in oil that's tefach by tefach, the areas tefach by tefach, and it's tefach high. That's chayz metoma. The pachz merem tefach, well maybe like chayz it. So the oil by toma does two things. One, it spreads the toma. It's also mafsik. It stops the toma from going past the oil. Something on top of the oil does not become tame. But if it's less than a tefach, if it's less than a tefach high, the oil, then it doesn't stop the tumah. It doesn't spread the tumah. So we see the concept, a tefach is an oil. Says Rashi, what does that do with sukkah? Says Rashi, kam yehi hefzik men schach l'schach, v'tipos l'tachtayin mishum sukkah tach ha-sukkah, v'neima chad sukkah hu. See, the shinies in Rashi here are very funny, because there's a really basic question in the psul of sukkah tach ha-sukkah. Yeah, the Mishnah, the Braisa, sukkahs or sukkah tach ha-sukkah, is the psul of sukkah tach ha-sukkah al two sukkahs or two schachos, the two schachs or two sukkahs? What's the psul? So in the Rishayim is different Rishayim, whether it's two sukkahs, like sukkah tachas a sukkah, or two schachs. So Rashi before in the Mishnah Tesen Beis, right? Rashi says, "I sukkah sukkah tachas a ilan, sukkah gabi sukkah yonik shem dechayin epsula." The Mishnah says, it's Rashi, the shnei schachin yeshla. Okay, so there Rashi seems to be saying the ikar problem is not sukkah tachas a sukkah, rather two schachs. And we had Rashi in the Hemshech and the Gemara also, when Rashi was humbling the Elon, Rashi says, you don't have two schachs, and you don't have schach pasul. Oh, but over here, Rashi seems to be singing a little different tune. Rashi says, Vayneima, how much is the space? And we shouldn't say that it's one sukkah. We shouldn't say that it's one schach. Vayneima chad sukkahu. And we'll see in the Hemshech Rashi, because there's three shittas here, with tefach, four tefachim, or ten tefachim. And the Lashonis and Rashi, it's mashma that hagufa, the different shittas, whether it's tefach, four tefachim, or ten tefachim, is totally whether it's shnei schachos or two sukkahs. Let's read. So what is Gemara again? So the first sheet is tefach. Abbas mitefach. Look at Rashi. Chad schacha. Meaning if you have two layers of schach within a tefach of each other, Rashi says, what's the problem over there? And what does the tefach do? It makes it that it's two schachs, because we bring from tumah, yeah, that's an oil, right? It's not a sukkah. A tefach is not a sukkah, right? So it's just that's an oil, meaning it's a separate roof, it's a separate covering, it's a separate schach. Chayre. Have a botz and a tefach chad schacha. He doesn't say chad sukkah, he says chad schacha. You know, a second ago he said, before that he said, chad sukkah. Tefach ha tefach brem tefach, maybe it's tumah, v'chayis v'nei tumah. Halacha ma'ish mesina. Abach v'tefach lo'ay maybe, v'chayis lo'ay maybe it's tumah, im tumah tachas roish echog, v'keim tachas roish Rosh Hashani, he kaira rucha, roch v'tefach, uruy lahavi tuma, right? The mitzad the shatach mitzad the area, it's large enough that it could bring the tuma from one side to the other side. But still, if it's not a tefach off the ground, they may see. Why? Mishalek aroyim hefsek tefach mimanu karka lechaitzitz. Im yesh kli agaba kineged atoma, afil adrakia tame, says Rashi, the tumra tzutza she'en la'oyel tefach b'kas v'oyla. There's a klal called tumra tzutza, meaning tuma that's confined in an area of less than a tefach high, according to some Rishonim. Then it's called Tumra Tzutza, and it's Bakas V'Oyla. It breaks through whatever's on top of it, and Bakas V'Yayr, it goes, you have a kli, a mile into the ground, it's going to be Matama the kli. The Tumra goes straight up and straight down. Pashtus is dafka when it's confined to an area of less than tefach high. But that's the question. If it's on top of the ground, there's nothing on top of it. It's not on top of the ground. Yeah, Tumah sitting there. It's Zayis Amei sitting on top of the ground. Do we say that it's Bekas? So that's Mechlekes Rambam Ravid. That's not for now. But anyway, so again, the first sheet is what? We're Medama to Tumas oil. That's a Tefach. So between the two sukkahs, there's at least a Tefach. It's considered, and Rashi says, it's two schachas. A male is the problem of sukkah, takkah, and the sukkah. The second shita, and here got it, where it gets a little complicated as far as chakira that we were just discussing. Here Rashi, here the Gemara says, Vayiter, Shmuel Amar, I'm sorry, Rav Chista, the Rabbi of Rav Huna, Amri, Arba. Has to be four tfachim between the two sukkahs, the pasul. So I'm seeing the Malkim Chosh, the Pachas Marba. Says Rashi, so Matzina Mokum Chashav Lias Rishus LaAtzmai Loi Karmas Lishus Yachid Pachas Marba Tfachim. Him Matzina Shabbos Achinami Lav Rishus LaAtzmai La Kruye Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. So it's not as interesting, because when we say Rishus of Shabbos Dalal Tfachim, that means it's from an area, not a height. Right? It's an area of Dalal Dalid, and we're comparing that. The guy be the height. We're saying the height between the two sukkahs, if it's less than four tefachim, it doesn't have a chashivas of a makayim. And Meila, right here, Rashi really talks about sukkah tachas sukkah. It's not sukkah tachas sukkah, right? It's not just a tefach, it's an oil. Here we're saying it's a makam chashiv. Somehow Rashi's mashma that would give it, if it's dal tefachim, that would give it a shame of a sukkah. Even the batsman's it's possible sukkah, because you need 10 tefachim for a sukkah. So this middle sheet there is a little bit funny. Why that would have a shame of a sukkah. But that's the second sheet. Then Shmuel says, no, asara. Oh, my time is Shmuel. Kachsher kach psula. Machsher basara psula machsara. Here Rashi says, here Rashi speaks up a fairish. These Rashi are very, very interesting. There are a lot of subtle points over here. Here Rashi speaks out of Farish. He holds in Rashi's Rach B'tchak Tana, the Gedder Psolish is two sukkahs. Yeah. Hamel Chilesle Liesbel Yoyin Heksha Sukkah Lav Sukkah Olay Pasla. So what happened in the middle by the four? The Rashi didn't say, you know, the Sukkah Psol Sukkah Dach Sukkah, but he did say Sukkah Dach Sukkah. That middle sheet is very funny. But the Glosh and Rashi, there's also Sukkah Tach Sukkah. Anyway, says the Gemara, Vayter Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, ain't the main dior mel yoyin tachtayin ekshera. My ain't dior. What does it mean ain't dior mel yoyin? Ilem dior mamish. I mean, if no one's living there, if no one's there, then the bottom sukkah is kosher. It's not a problem. Sukkah tach sukkah. The auto diurin kagarmi. What it's again? Whether someone's living there or not. El olav ain't diurin kosher ain't a ruuya ledira. Vehechidami, the loy gavoy asara, mechlal tanakama savra afagash ain roy ledira psula. Even though it's not asara, still it's kosher, still it's possible. It's called sukkah tachas. Because you see, not like Shmuel, says Rashi. He named the yur mamish ain ba adam. Otu yur garmi mechal makim sukkah tachas sukkah he. Elav shein roy ledira vehechidami the loy gavoy yud mechlal tanakama kasha Shmuel midrabana. And the Gemara, Yosher Dimi Amar, I'm a Rava. Im ain't that Tachtoyne Yichoyla leKabel Karmuk Sasa Yisrael Al Yaina. Hatachtoyne Ksheira. So when the urine doesn't mean literally, it means if the schach of the bottom sukkah is not strong enough to hold the blankets and the pillows of the top sukkah, then Rav Yehuda says the top sukkah is not considered a sukkah and doesn't pass sukkah not a sukkah. And that fact, Gemara Milchal Tanakama Sar Apish any real kabel psula. You can benay the chayil kabel alidei chak. Says Rashi. Yosef Dimi Amar Rava Hai any real ladir the kamer Rav Yehuda la. Labish ain't a gavaya kamat. Them kain tanakama namik shera. Elgish ain't a bria the chazaka the kabel ksasas the karm shalal yaina. Belishan tachtain a kshera my daima the shmuel the kshera kach psula. Bekim el yain loy chazil made there ba. Shere tachtain kaplasa loypas lasa. Fakert. What's it saying? What's the svara? And since the schach is not strong enough to hold up someone living in the top one, so it's not a sukkah, because you need sukkah tach a sukkah. It has to be roy for a sukkah. But if the schach on the bottom of the sukkah, which is the floor of the top sukkah, is so flimsy that no that if someone gets up there, they'll fall right through, then it's not a sukkah tach a sukkah. In fact, the Gemara, Sayyid Bezei, tell him, Michal Tanakam, Savar, Sayyid Sayyid, Shema Minad Rabban, unless it's Shmuel. The Gemara not asking is a kasha that the loch can't be true, but in the context of our Gemara, we're trying to bring a raya against Shmuel, so we still have that raya. According to what he's telling me, Rehuda says if it's not royal kabel karmuk sasais, it's not sukkah tach sukkah. Why do you need sukkah tach sukkah? Right, like Shmuel's svara. Min Tanakama holds that even if it's not roy, it's still called sukkah tach sukkah because you don't need a kasher sukkah, right? So you haven't accomplished anything by bringing the pillows and the blankets. We still have a raya from the mission, not like Shmuel, because the Tanakhama says sukkah tach sukkah is possible, even though the top sukkah is not strong enough to hold karm ksasas. So you see, you don't need sukkah tach sukkah. So maybe you don't need 10 tefachim either. So you back the square one, says Rashi, and the Gemara Mishani Kmenayu Adet Chak, meaning. Rabban and Sabri, give the chayil kabel b'doichek, right? You know, if you're very careful, then you know you don't move too much, then it could hold your weight. So meila, so it does have a shame sukkah. Umipsli tachliner, who does Sabri give the lech kashmisha lehedya laf shem sukkah lo del yaina? Since he can use it regular, it doesn't have a shame sukkah. It doesn't, Rashi never says anything about, you know, Yehuda's sheet of Dearest Kava. But that we see in Rishayim. Rishayim again are handling what the svar of the first mission is, what's the Machleg Yehuda and Rabbana, whether it's else Dearest Kava. They bring in this as Rabbi Yehuda Shtasai that says, Sukkah is Dearest Kava. That's why if it's just Yachol Kabel Aided Chak, right? You know, because she can manage to stay up there, then that's chasar and keva. So Rabbi Yehuda Shtasai holds that since you need there is keva, if you can't sit there, as I mentioned, then the Shtasai is not a sukkah, and therefore it's not a problem. A sukkah not a sukkah.